Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon. Randy Zellers, QT Vokes, and Sign Guy with you like normal. Today, not a normal show. We are presenting Game Show Day. It is our version of the popular game show Jeopardy. We have three contestants. They will try to guess the questions to the answers in each category for various amounts of points. Whoever ends up with the most points in Final Jeopardy is the winner. Prizes for all, though, so nobody walks out of here empty-handed. And so I want to introduce our three contestants. We have with us, all the way from Kentucky, Stevie Jonak.
Hey.
We have with us from Northwest Pro, the Lumber Zach. And we have with us from the Pacific Northwest and Appalachia, Paul Freakshine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the first round is going to be conducted by Randy Zellers. He has the categories for you, and we'll do a coin flip to see who gets to select the board first. So let's get a triple threat coin flip going. Stevie, since you're the lady, and since Paul is the elder, we'll start with you two. Stevie, okay. Do you want heads or tails?
I'll go with heads.
Here we go. Coin flip is heads. All right, so it's now between Lumberzack and Stevie. Lumberzack, call heads or tails. Let's get them off mute, and that will help. There we go. Okay, Lumberzack, heads or tails?
Tails.
Would you like heads or tails on the coin flip?
Tails.
All right. Flip
tails.
Is in the air. It is tails. So Lumberzack will select the category first. Randy Zellers, take it away. Tell him what the categories are.
All righty. Hey, folks, how y'all doing? Let's see here. We got Kevin Sullivan for 1,000.
Whoa. That's not the category.
Oh, that's not the category? That's not the category? Hey, hold up here. You didn't even see the... Hold on here. We got what? What's it? Okay, what the heck is the category?
I will read the
here?
Categories for Randy here. Alex Trebek
there
never has
go.
This. All right, so categories are Randy Zellers,
yep.
Dimitri, Turnbuckle Turmoil, QT Vokes, and Sign Guy, and JB Moonshine.
There you go.
Lumberzack, I know it's a stressful time, but go ahead and pick the first category.
We'll just Sign Guy.
All right. And
all right.
Between 100 and 1,000, so pick a dollar amount.
100.
All right. Well, the lowest I got here is 200.
That's,
are you willing to work with
200
that?
1,000.
200.
So start at 200.
200. All right.
What is Googe.
Whoa, the answer, Andy, the answer.
Yeah, I did.
You said what
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you said what is. Yeah. Okay, working at a company with Sun Guy, only's goal in life.
Can you repeat the question?
All right. Working in this company was Sign Guy's only goal in life.
What is WWE?
Oh, WWE
is incorrect.
Incorrect.
Paul or Stevie, do you guys want to make a guess?
What is HPW?
That is not correct.
Paul?
What is BCW?
Incorrect. Randy?
Correct.
All right. The correct answer was, what is Googe? G-O-U-G-E?
What is
Gouge?
All right, so for continuity's sake, when Randy reads the answer, first person to say their name is the person that guesses first. So how about it? And, since nobody got it, Lumberjack controls.
Okay. I'm so confused.
Pick another category and a dollar amount.
Oh, we'll do, what are the categories again? They're going to ask this question a lot.
You have Sign Guy, QT Vogue, JB Moonshine, Randy Zellers, Dimitri, and Turnbuckle Turmoil.
Turnbuckle Turmoil.
For how much?
1,000.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. I read out the answer first, right?
Correct.
Instead of the question. Okay.
Correct.
What is okay for turnbuckle turmoil for 1,000? What is DOA?
Whoa. Not the what is part.
Huh?
The answer, Randy.
Okay. Just tell me. Okay. The first on-location edition of Turnbuckle Turmoil was held at this Portland, Oregon show.
What is DOA?
Correct.
DOA is correct.
It helps when I get the answers right off the bat.
that would. All right, so Lumberjack controls.
Sign Guy for 1,000.
All right. Sign Guy for 1,000. This absurd Lucha Libre rule once helped Sign Guy win a match at an HPW Battle Royal.
What is... I don't know. I don't understand these jokes.
Stevie or Paul, either of you know it?
No, I wasn't there. That's okay.
All right, Randy, it was? Oh, Stevie, you got it?
What is pulling off the mask?
Nope.
The only rule I know.
Nope.
The only rule I know for just.
Randy, what is it?
All right. what is Casco Xevo?
Xevo.
Yeah, Xevo. Yeah.
Lumber Zach, you still control.
I'm going to remember these dang categories, man. Should I take another category?
Yep.
Dang, what are the categories again?
Yeah.
Let's see here. We got Sign Guy, QT Vorgs, QT, JB Moonshine, Randy Zellers, and Dimitri.
All right, we'll go with Randy Zellers.
All right, which dollar amount?
For 200, I guess. Is that
okay?
What's the dollar
amount? All right, here we go. Randy Zellers made his Idaho debut with this promotion.
What is Northwest Pro?
Correct.
Man, that, you know.
All right, Lumberjack still has control.
What is JB or JB for 1,000?
All right, JB for 1,000. All right, this is the record number of drop kicks thrown by JB in a single match.
What is 5?
Incorrect. Paul or Stevie?
18.
Incorrect. Paul?
3.
Incorrect. Randy, what was it?
What is 10 drop kicks?
Jesus.
All right, and with the misses he has, we'll switch control over to Paul. Paul, would you like to pick a category?
Baby Moonshine for 1,000.
All right, JB Moonshine for 1,000, Randy.
All right. Shoot. JB Moonshine for 1,000. Let's see here. I can give
that one. We just did 1,000.
Yeah, we just did 1,000. 800 will be.
800.
800, Paul?
Already.
Yeah.
All right. JB, and Dave Turner had this tag team. What was this name of this tag team?
Muscle and Dime.
Close enough. Muscles.
Yep.
What is Muscles and Moonshine?
Yep. Close enough. Yep. Alrighty. All righty there. Yep.
Oh, I'll go ahead and pick a game.
JB Moonshine for the next one below that.
600. All right. After losing the Moonshine name, JB went as this.
What is just JB?
JB is correct.
It is. All right, mm-hmm. Paul.
JB Moonshine for 400.
All righty. This is JB's finisher.
Slop drop.
What is a slop drop?
What is a slop drop?
Slop drop.
Paul got it in a hair ahead of Zach. All right. Oh.
All right,
Paul,
you are in control again.
JB Moonshine for 200.
All righty. This is JB's announced weight.
What is 200 proof?
200% correct.
All right, and since we've finished out the JB board, we'll move control over to Stevie. So, Stevie, go ahead and pick a category and an amount.
Turnbuckle for 200. Or the next one over.
Alrighty.
Well, okay. These two, okay, for turnbuckle for 800, these two
for
men 200. Are.
200.
Oh, for 200? I thought she meant for 800. My bad.
200.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. The first post entry to Turnbuckle Hall of Fame. Turnbuckle Hall of Fame was this Kentucky-based manager.
I don't remember.
Zach or Paul, you guys want to take a shot?
What was the question again?
Okay, I'll repeat the question one more. The first post entry to Turnbuckle Turmoil's Hall of Fame was this Kentucky-based manager.
Oh, I don't remember either.
Zach, you want to take a shot?
I'm going to just, what is Chicken Bob?
That is incorrect. Randy?
It is, who is Gentleman Jim Chadwick?
Yeah.
All right, Stevie, you remain in control.
Okay, turn back up again.
For 400?
Yeah,
400. All righty. This person was Turnbuckle's first woman expert.
First woman what?
Expert. Okay, this person was Turnbuckle's first woman's expert.
Mrs. Steingart. But who was it? Who was Mrs. Steingart?
Correct. Paul or Lumberzak.
What is Casey Carlisle?
Incorrect. Paul?
Yeah. The first woman what?
Expert.
Oh, the first woman wrestler?
Yes.
I'm gonna say who is Casey Carlisle?
Incorrect. Randy?
It is, who is Lila Lodge?
All right.
Stevie, you still got control.
I guess sign guy for the next highest score.
All right, so I'd be sign guy for 800, Randy.
All righty. Sign guy for 800. Here we go, and here is the question. Sign guy was paid in this when working in Alaska. Sign guy was paid in this when working in Alaska.
Prostitution?
No. Stevie, what was yours?
What was it? Salmon? I don't remember.
Incorrect. Paul, do you know?
Who is the polar bear?
Incorrect. Randy?
Okay. Well, his payout was are beer and strippers.
Oh, God.
That is correct.
Okay.
Phoebe?
Turnbuckle for the next number.
Okay, turnbuckle four. This will be a $600 question. This guess was turnbuckle's first from Hawaii.
And I don't know.
Lumber Zach or Paul?
I don't know anybody from Hawaii, so I'm not sure. I don't know.
Zach?
What is... Hold on, I'm trying to think. Hold on. I don't know. Full jugular? I don't know.
Nope. Randy?
Kaneala. Yeah, Kaneala. There you go. Kaneala. Yep.
All right, we got one more, and since we had a few misses, the control goes to Zach, so pick one more category and dollar amount.
What is Randy Zellers for 400?
Oh, Randy Zellers
for 400.
All right. Okay. Randy's hometown is this.
What is Bremerton?
Correct. That is correct. All right. So with that, we move on to double jeopardy. So the dollar amounts will double. Cute folks, you will take over the announcing duties here from Randy. You have your categories, correct?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, guys, the categories in this one, WWE history, WWE 2020 and 2021, Impact Wrestling, AEW, and managers. Zach, since you last had control, we'll start double jeopardy with you.
WWE history.
Four.
Okay.
Which dollar amount?
The highest.
All right, for 2,000 QT.
Okay. The question is, Killer Khan first used green mist against this Australian superstar.
Anybody?
I didn't hear the whole question.
Killer Khan first used green mist against this Australian superstar.
I don't know.
All right. Well, nobody got that one. QT, what was the question?
Who is Outback
Jack? All right, Zach, one more category and amount.
WWE 2020 for 1,000.
Okay, we have 2,000
QT for WWE.
Oh, okay. 2020. All right, the question. This former WWE diva won a title while in the 2021 Royal Rumble.
I can't hear anything.
I can't understand.
You got some static going on.
So, okay. Let me just a second. It's
like background noise.
Oh.
Oh, no. I think I got it.
Your...
Okay. Okay. This former WWE diva won a title while in the 2021 Royal Rumble.
Well, I think we lost QT's call. Okay. I'll take it for him. WWE 2021 for 2000. This former WWE diva won a title while in the 2021 Royal Rumble.
Oh, man, I haven't watched the Rumble yet.
The 2021 Royal Rumble.
Yes. Who is Bailey?
Incorrect.
What is Alicia Fox?
Zach got it.
Hey, very good.
All right.
Ooh. Sign, can you hear me better now?
Much better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
All right. Zach, you want to pick a category and an amount?
What is AEW for 2000?
Okay.
W 2000.
Okay. This bodyguard was bargained into the inner circle.
Who is that?
Can you repeat the question?
This bodyguard was bargained into the inner circle.
Who is that?
Incorrect. Anybody else?
How much? I don't know much about the inner circle. Shit.
Who is John Silver?
Incorrect. QT?
Who is Wardlow?
Oh.
Who is Wardlow?
I didn't remember him being in the inner circle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, we had a couple of misses, so control will move over to Paul. So, Paul, category and an amount.
What are the categories again?
You have AEW. WWE history. WWE 2020/2021.
AEW. The next
lower amount. All right. Oh, we just did 2000, so 1600. UTAEW for 1600.
All right. These are contractually obligated to be in all FTR matches.
What is no fudge justice?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
What was the question again?
These are contractually obligated to be in all FTR matches.
I don't know that one either.
It is, what are tag ropes? Tag ropes.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Another one.
AEW for the next one down.
Okay, that'll be for $1,200. This AEW ring announcer wrote a book titled Best Seat in the House.
What is Justin Roberts?
Yep. I think Zach got it a pinch ahead there, so we'll give it to Zach. All right. So, Zach, I mean, you take control.
What is, or let's do WWE history for $1,600.
Okay. The Manhattan Center was home to the first ever episode of this program.
Stevie.
Yes,
what is
Stevie.
Monday Night Raw?
Correct.
Monday Night Raw.
Correct.
Yes, Stevie got that one.
Yes. So, Stevie, you have control, category, and an amount.
WWE history for the next highest amount.
Okay, this will be $1,200. This WrestleMania 6 Battle Royal participant, this WrestleMania 4 Battle Royal participant was eliminated without ever getting in the ring.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Who is Macho Man Randy Savage?
Incorrect.
Who is Morelli? Starts with an M. God. Can't think of his name. Santino.
Incorrect.
No? Okay.
Remember, Zach, you got a shot?
Yeah. WrestleMania 4?
Yes.
I don't know. What is Junkyard Dog?
Incorrect. QT?
Who is George the Animal Steel?
George Steel never got in the ring for the Battle Royal, and they eliminated him halfway through it. All right, so... Lumberjack, why don't you pick a category and an amount?
We'll do WWE 2020 for $1,200,
okay. These former tag team champions were forced to split up due to match stipulations.
Oh. Oh, my God, I only know one of their names. I'm blanking on the other one. Who is Billy Kay and Peyton Royce?
That is correct.
Yes.
Are the Iconics, which were, of course, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. Well, Stevie, put a category and an amount.
WWE history for the highest amount.
Okay, that'll be for $800. This city was the site of Andre the Giant's only WWF World Title win.
Oh shit. What is New York?
Correct. Remember Zach or Paul?
What was the question? Yeah, you were here.
This city was the site of Andre the Giant's only WWF World Title win.
Oh boy. What was Madison Square Garden?
What is
incorrect?
Atlantic City.
Incorrect. QT?
It is Indianapolis.
That's right. Indianapolis, Indiana is where he won the title. So we got time for one more in this round. So Lumberzak, you want to pick a category and an amount?
We have WWE 2021, right?
Yes.
Whatever the highest amount of that is.
All right. This is for 800. This WWE superstar lost his Money in the Bank contract, having never cashed in the contract.
What is Otis?
Hey,
that is correct.
Yes.
All right, so that is the final of that round. So I am totaling up points here. So it looks like Zach is in the lead with 5,600 points. Paul has 2,000. And Stevie has 2,800. So I will need your wagers for Final Jeopardy. And the category for Final Jeopardy is wrestling in cinema. So if you could forward me your wagers for wrestling in cinema.
Why can't it be QT Bolts?
Because I was in the first round.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that was in the first round. oh, boy.
Well, no one asked a QT Votes question.
I'm sorry.
Hey, don't feel,
yeah.
Hey, don't feel too bad. Hey,
at
don't
the,
feel too
at
bad,
the end
man.
Of the show, can I answer my own question?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
I know. Hey, I was pretty disappointed because I name dropped a lot of this stuff out of Randy Zeller's question, so don't feel too bad, man.
Yep.
Oh, all right.
And nobody got a sign guy one right. I'm a little bit hurt.
Sign guy doesn't work out anything right.
Wow. I thought someone would at least get beers and strippers.
I was going to say hot dogs.
No,
hey,
they actually fed me a barbecue the day before, but that wasn't technically my pay.
Oh, all right.
Oh, hey, the barbecue is a bonus, but hey.
Yes, I got paid in beer and strippers formally. All right, well, I have all of your amounts now. So, here it is. I'll need you to message me your guess as well. So, the answer for the category wrestling and cinema, this 2006 film is loosely based on the real story of Fray Tormenta.
Fray Tormenta.
See if I got everybody's guess here. Okay, so let me see here. We will start with Paul since he was in third place. his question was, let me see. All said, my messenger loads. What is, I don't know who that is. He risked zero, so he stays at 2,000. And we move on to the next one, which was Stevie. Stevie bid 800, and her guess was the wrestler. That was incorrect. So Stevie drops down to 2,000, which ties Paul. And now we go to the Lumberjack. And 1,500. And his question was, what is Nacho Libre, which is correct. So Zach, 1,500, bringing him to 7,100 and first place in today's game show. Lumber Zach, congratulations. You've won first place.
Man, that sounds like a lot of my life.
That's, he cheated.
I cheated. All right, keep your junk self over there quiet. All right.
You cheat on everything.
No, I don't
wow,
cheat.
Even his taxes.
Talk about your...
Oh, come on.
All right. Well, nobody will go away empty-handed. There were prizes for everyone. Stevie and Paul both tied, so they both apparently get a second place prize. Lumberjack, of course, getting the first place prize. And before we wrap up, we'll give you each time, plug and promote, say anything you want. I guess we'll go ladies first for the tied second place, Stevie Jonak. Anything you want to say, plug, or promote?
I don't have much going on right now, but I'm going to school. Full Sail is awesome. Yes, it's not just for WWE. Where WWE has NXT, well, they've been having all their shows lately. But I'm going to school there. So, hey, that's all I've got going on.
Paul, Freak Shine, anything you want to say, plug, or promote?
The pop that is
you shut up over there. When this thing gets started back up, and DCW is scattered back up. We call it wrestling in Portland, Oregon. My boys will be ready. I got Big Vicious, Zach, wonderful Zach Winters, which is the leader of the Freak Show, and the Darkness. I got him. We're all ready, and everybody knows that I am the champions manager. I manage champions. Zach is the hardcore champion. Big Vicious has the briefcase. He can choose any champion he wants to go, I guess, and we'll take that title. We'll take any title in the Pacific Northwest, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
All right, Lumberjack, winner of the game show today. Anything you want to say, plug, or promote?
Yeah, see, unlike BCW, Northwest Pro never took a break. So we got a show this weekend coming up in Curly's Hauser Junction out in Post Falls, Idaho. Me and Mikey the Mustache defending our tag titles against Roger and a mystery opponent. So it doesn't really matter who he picks, but just like everybody else. Hey, promotion here in Washington. Northwest Pro never take a break, so we're the front runner of this state.
All right. Well, guys, I want to thank all of you for taking part today, even though it saddens me very deeply that nobody got a single one right in the sign guy category. Not one. But well, what can you do? But all right, for QT Vokes, I will do a QT Vokes one so he's not in tears at the end of this. QT Vokes, do you want to pick a category and an amount, and I will give you a QT Vokes one.
Okay. All right. Well, it's for 1,000, but QT votes for 1,000. Here we go. QT once told Bull Miller that he was quite comfortable in this setting.
Prison setting.
That is correct. What is the prison setting? All right. Well, guys, once again, thank you all for being on here today. Randy, anything you want to plug or promote as we wrap up?
Well, let's see here. Well, as you know, my brother D-Mac Uno got his podcast for a season two called The Nightly Strange. He already did an episode. You can check that out in any podcast platforms, whether it be Spotify or Google Podcast, called The Nightly Strange, and he interviewed Dice, a representative and president of Raising the Bar Records. And as what Zach said, we do have a show this coming up weekend over at Curly's Post Falls, Idaho. I'll be taking on Dean in a one-on-one match. It's going to be an instant classic. Yes, indeedy. And that's all I got. That's all I got. And be sure to go out there and wear your mask, wash your hands, take the precautions so we can actually get into phase three. But we'll see how well phase two will do. I got a bet going on. I know a lot of people got some betting pools going on, and let's just get this thing over with so we can actually go back to business as usual, folks.
Absolutely. And I will third the show next week at Northwest Pro. I will be there as well, as will Chicken Bob. I have limited T-shirts available. They're almost sold out, so get them while the getting is good. You can get a hold of me for sizes and prices, or you can pick one up if there's any left at Northwest Pro next week. You can find me in March. I will be at Russell Club. They'll be live streaming that. No fans in attendance, but they will live stream it to their YouTube and other social media audiences. And then in June, I'm hitting the Redneck Rumble. I'm going back to Gouge, which was my only dream in life. Now I'll hit it for the second time. So with that, we will close things out. We'll be back with you next week. Next Sunday is hockey day here on the program, talking wrestling and hockey. So tune in next week, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Go Canucks.